fighting for America.
We did exactly what needed to be done in order to catch those who were guilty on 9/11 and to prevent a further attack. And we were successful on both parts.
This
and
report says it was not successful.
The report's full of crap.
Fighting for Idaho.
The president has the legal authority now. It's exactly the same legal authority that he had 6 years ago, and he didn't do anything about it. And since then, he has deported more than 2 million immigrants.
Fighting for you.
No, Kevin, I logged 35,000 miles on my Chevy pickup in the last year.
I hope it wasn't a lease.
And it wasn't. And our roads aren't bad.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Now, I got to tell you, this multitasking truly has to end. You know, sometimes you listen to this program and you think to yourself, Kevin seems a little distracted. Well, you know, we live in this multi-digital age. And if you ever watch any of the big shows, you know, whether it's our friend Sean or this or that, and I always like how they always go, well, you can Twitter me and Facebook me as if while they're doing a show at that level or at any level, these folks have the ability to multitask and everything else. I got to tell you, I've become either more ADD, as you know, or I've become quite the multitasker. And I, you know, I take a look at what we do here. We're very, very proud of this program and of your participation and everything else. And I'm looking at just how we do things. And you're saying, Kevin, why don't you get to it? You're right. I gave Jim from Star hard time yesterday. Why don't you get to it? Well, I'm getting to it, and I'm thinking we already have something that I'd like you to participate in. And I, in the old days, before social media went crazy, people would fire up their computers, and they would do so at work. Maybe they would have a home computer. And the computer, as we know, has kind of replaced the radio, God forbid, the television with the young people. And people, I even find myself doing this. I mean, how much more silly and multitasking can we be? And I remember a year ago giving Dave Burnett a hard time about this, where he's watching television and he's got his tablet. And my dad was doing this, my mom does it, and I was sitting there very tempted last night to watch, I guess, the Monday night game, and watch episodes of The Wire, which I've never seen. And I said, oh, it's sensory overload. So inspired by the multitasking of today, I've got a blog, not a blog up, I've got a opinion poll up for you. And in the old days of radio, we would just essentially tell you 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and we would ask you to participate there. But because we live in a digital age and we proudly want to make sure that you can get Kevin Miller everywhere, on our website at 580KIDO is a very simple yet elegant poll. Would you like me to share it with you if you haven't been there already? Well, thank you, Kevin. That would be awfully nice of you. Well, we live to serve here. And basically, you've got a picture of our great friend Dick Cheney, former vice president, and to torture or not to torture? That's the big question. And I already see where I've messed up. To torture or not to torture? But we'd love to hear from you at 580-5436, or take our poll if you're a little shy, and I will read the results. Currently, let's go to the opinion poll and, we'll see, what we have here. How many, you know, where are we at? Would you endorse the use of torture to save American lives? Yes or no? I'm going to put yes. And, we're going to vote here. And right now, we have 50% saying yes and 50% saying no. It's a toss up. But you see, the media is taking sides. Even Brent Baer smacking Dick Cheney in the intro. Well, but you know, I mean, is there some unwritten law that we have to give the terrorists the benefit of the doubt? Is there, and I think it started, my friends, with this administration. I believe it started with this administration where instead of taking the terrorist to the Gitmo and giving them the waterboarding, as they should, we have an administration that gives them an attorney and Miranda rights. And we're not talking Miranda Lambert either. One thing that I miss, and a lot of people have problems with Dick Cheney, is that he tells it like it is. But it's very simple as we start the day, to torture or not to torture. For me, those are bad people that need to be put away. And in the spirit of what Dave Burnett was talking about at 5:30, we will get to those things. We must be having the gremlins. By the way, before we get to Dick Cheney, I posted a little something on our Facebook yesterday, in Kevin Miller Show Facebook, about the, what is it, the new thing? It's not new. It's kind of the elf on the shelf, if you will, where you take pictures of this, in my opinion, some would say friendly, but I would say devious-looking elf. And the elf, you know, you put him everywhere. See where Elfie's hiding? Well, according to, it's either a scientist or a psychologist, the elf on the shelf teaches kids to love the surveillance society. It gets them ready. You know what I'm saying? It gets them ready to accept surveillance. The little elf guy. The little elf guy. Can you believe that? And good morning to our friend Sam, who's already giving us the Facebook post. Let's get back to Dick Cheney. Whether you like Dick Cheney or not, he certainly doesn't mince words, right? Okay. We are having really bad issues here today. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, when people talk about the sense of torture, I sit back and I take a look at these things, and let's go to what happened yesterday in Australia. Yesterday in Australia, where we had these terrorist attacks that caused people their lives and everything else, right? All right. Make a note. We're going to have to take a look at this thing during the break. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And yet here we have members of the media, even politicians, giving everybody the benefit of the doubt. Should we have given Osama bin Laden the benefit of the doubt? Here we have an attack going on in Pakistan. Young children. Did you hear the news at the top of the hour? Where, and have we become so insane, so whatever, that we just automatically, callously accept it? Well, they've asked if all young children above puberty will be killed. These are young kids. And yet, with the same breath, we have other folks, my friends, my neighbors, my countrymen, that are sitting back and saying, we need to give Khalid Sheikh Mohammed the benefit of the doubt? Think about this one more time.
A Pakistani Taliban spokesman said that the men were being controlled by handlers, so they were in contact with their handlers, and that they'd been told only to execute children who'd reached the age of puberty. They were told to spare the very young children.
You heard that. Spare the very... Well, how nice of them! Have you ever taken down a bully or stood up to a bully or being bullied? Being nice doesn't work. We live in such a great, wonderful, beautiful world that we can't comprehend people that do not have the same love and respect for human life that we do. We go to some emails now. Bob says, using enhanced interrogation comes down to one word, motivation. Someone has my child. I am motivated. There is a new kid in the United States. I am motivated. When I was in the Marine Corps boot camp and the DI was screaming at me, I was motivated. It's as simple as that. He's right. Bob, by the way, thank you for listening and thank you for your service. But again, here we have a father who's worried about his child. Now, remember, we already had an uncoordinated attack yesterday in Australia, this time this morning in Pakistan.
Doug was saying, my relatives are checking in various hospitals, but so far they can't find my son, dead or alive.
Again, if it were your kid, when I heard this news this morning on Fox News Radio here at 580 KIDO, I thought to myself, because we keep getting prepared, didn't they threaten an elementary school? Didn't they threaten an elementary school in Rhode Island? And the big question here is, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, do we sit back and stand back and let this happen? Do we sit back and say, well, they're going to attack us here? Or do we show them the pain? So much pain. Do you ever notice the Chinese and the Russians, with the exception of Chechnya, they never have these attacks because they know the repercussions? With us, we're going to give people a lawyer and give them the right to remain silent.
It worked. It worked now for 13 years. We've avoided another mass casualty attack against the United States. We did capture bin Laden. We did capture an awful lot of the senior guys of Al-Qaeda who were responsible for that attack on 9/11. I'd do it again in a minute.
You know, he's right, and here's the deal with that with Dick Cheney. The only reason why we have this controversy is the president wants to legalize the illegals. The president wants to get his agenda through. He has suffered an embarrassing loss. His civil rights effort to bring America together has failed, unfortunately, for all of us. How many of us listening right now, whether we're Republicans or Democrats, independents, libertarians, constitutionalists, when we first saw this kid, Obama, on the stage thinking, wow, this guy's something different. He's going to make a difference. He's going to do the right thing. When he's talking about bringing America together racially. Remember when he talked about black fathers need to be more responsible for their kids? They need to restore the family unit? That was about a couple weeks before Reverend Wright hit the airwaves. Or when he talked about, yeah, I'm still trying to pay off my college loans. I'm the closest thing to normal. That resonated. Because everybody in America has that hope, that dream, that aspiration, that ambition to become better. And if you have children, what parent does not want their kid to live a better life than they? For being the essence of a parent, isn't that about sacrifice?
All of the techniques that were authorized by the president were, in effect, blessed by the Justice Department opinion that we could go forward to those without, in fact, committing torture.
Look, that's not the Eric Holder Justice Department opinion, Mr. Cheney.
Torture to me is an American citizen on his cell phone making a last call to his four young daughters shortly before he burns to death in the upper levels of the Trade Center in New York City.
Does Dick Cheney have a point? 580-5436. And you can go to 580kido.com to torture or not to torture. That is the question. 618, Kevin Miller in the morning. 580kido, 41 in Boise. Time for traffic.
And Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Torture to me is an American citizen on his cell phone making a last call to his four young daughters shortly before he burns to death in the upper levels of the Trade Center in New York City.
There we have it. To torture or not to torture, that is the question. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you don't have time to call in, you can always go to our website, 580KIDO.com. That is our question of the day, if you will. And we'll try and have those question of the days for you for quite some time. Other news locally, it seems that this is happening quite a bit lately. Have you noticed wherever we seem to be, whatever seems to be going on, that people are getting busted for pot? And it's kind of like an ongoing debate, right? A debate again and again and again when it comes to marijuana. And what was it the other day? We had somebody who was busted with, what, 200 pounds of marijuana. And is it tough to get busted with pot? Think about this. You've got four people arrested in Boise, apparently marijuana trafficking. And, you know, how big is 9 pounds? You know, 9 pounds, I guess. I don't think it's a laptop. It's 9 pounds, right? Okay. 9 pounds isn't that big. But for 9 pounds of pot, these folks could be going away for quite some time. Now, some people are going to say, well, Kevin Miller, it's no big deal. They did nothing wrong. It's not a crime of hate or anything else of that matter. It's simply people having a good time. How's that working out in Colorado? How's that working out where you have the first state to legalize recreational marijuana? Well, they're having other issues, which we'll get to, with other things. You know, the idea of putting pot in cookies, or not donuts, but brownies, certainly has some issues. But the idea of we need to let people with marijuana run wild and free, and we can use the money. We can use the money to take care of our deficit. In fact, forget the timber industry. Let's all legalize pot, and we'll use that money to get the feds out of Idaho. We know that's not going to happen. But it's amazing to me the allure of this drug. On one hand, we have people that are saying, hey, we need to focus in on marijuana and getting it legal. And then we have the same people usually talking about banning cigarettes. And we've criminalized cigarettes. If you heard the news at the top of the hour here at 580KIDO, you know, it should be great news, wonderful news, that we have eliminated to a large degree a sector of our society that's smoking. You know, last week when I was out, I'm sitting there hanging out next to the historic Opryland Hotel getting ready to catch a bus. It was me and, you know, I'm getting up there in the years, a bunch of senior citizens. And there's a woman sitting next to me with a red coat on. And she looks at me and grabs her Marlboro Lights or Virginia Slims or whatever and lights up. Now, we all remember 10, 20, 50 years ago, there were more people in the country smoking. But smoking's bad for us. The Surgeon General says so. So the government jumped in and made us feel horrible about smoking, vilified people who are smoking. And what did they do? The people, the amount of people, and I mean, what is it, $6, $7, $8 a pack now? We have eliminated or limited the amount of people smoking. And yet, now we have people in other states saying that we should be able to smoke marijuana. So much so we have these local folks that are busted for selling drugs. You have to be a dope to sell dope. Do you not agree with me on that? And yet we have people that are so addicted to it, of the allure of it. And I'm thinking, I don't get why people continue to push this. And yet we talk about the federal laws. And certainly when it comes to gay marriage and everything else, the federal government decides what it will and will it won't enforce. But smoking pot, selling pot, is against the law. Only this administration has decided what they will and what they won't enforce. I mean, that's what gets me. And so here we have people that, you know, they can go to Oregon, they can go to Washington, they can go to Colorado, and they can do their own things. They come here, it's illegal, number one. Number two, you have people that sell it that get prosecuted, and maybe you know people that do it. Maybe you know people, maybe everybody sits back and laughs and says to themselves, it's a joke, but it's not a joke to be spending your time in jail. Do you remember, and I guess this guy, is he still in jail? And I don't want to trivialize the death. Do you remember the guy that killed the monkey in the zoo? You remember that guy that he broke in, apparently it was a Pattis monkey, is that right? And apparently, I guess, according to published reports, he was intoxicated and cost him his job. His dad had to help him out. I don't know if he's still in jail or not. The zoo had to buy a new Pattis monkey. People donated money to make sure the other monkey wasn't alone. Nobody likes a one monkey zoo. And I remember saying to myself, and maybe it's the holiday spirit, where we get so enamored with, it's a parking space. It's a table at the mall. It's that last gift item. That we lose focus. And I go, here you have this young man who killed a monkey, and he's spending Thanksgiving and Christmas in jail. Now here you have four individuals in the Treasure Valley, all of them in their mid-20s, going to jail for quite some time for trafficking and possession. Now, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is it really worth that? Is it really worth it? Let's talk. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
The CIA's actions a decade ago are a stain on our value.
We did some things that violated who we are as a people.
What needed to be done was done. I think we were perfectly justified in doing it, and I'd do it again in a minute. I think you're crazy.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. And to those of you that are struggling or away from home, you know, God bless you. You're not alone. To our great friend, Ryan French, who will be leaving. We had him on yesterday. We replayed a little of that today. And to all the young people, you know, sometimes we sit back and we take a look at these young people and we forget that they have families. We forget that they have dreams, hopes, aspirations, because we get, like everything, we get distracted with our own views. But I marvel and we salute those folks who sit back and do the right thing and join the military. It's not easy being away from home. It's not easy to be living with a bunch of strangers outside your area, or as they say in New England, area. But people like Ryan do it day in and day out, and we'll see them. We'll see them in the airports. Maybe we'll see them at church. On the other end of the spectrum, you have people that will be coming home. And no matter how old you are or how young you are, it's always good to come home to mom and dad, right? And because of their service and their sacrifice, we're allowed to have homes, right? On the other hand, the first family celebrated Christmas in Washington. Is it appropriate for the first family to celebrate? I guess that would be a Debbie Downer, but let's take a listen. I'm already feeling warm and fuzzy.
See, over the years, I've always felt this unspoken bond between myself and our commander-in-chief. We are, we're both charismatic, intelligent, really good-looking boys from Hawaii. One of us became an international symbol of American pride and, more importantly, hope. The other became the President of the United States.
For the American people, I've got one question. Do you smell what Barack is cooking?
There we have it. Too bad Santa can't give him a list of being who's naughty or nice, but there you have the arrogance of Washington. Everybody's having a great Christmas party. I'm sure it will be broadcast on PBS are taxpayer dollars. I'm sure it will be a wonderful event for the Obama family. But my friends, there are a lot of families that are doing without. And we get this in the Treasure Valley because we do everything that we can to take care of our families, whether they're related to us or not. I wish the president would get that. I truly do. Phone numbers here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Do want to remind you, we do have our poll question at 580KIDO.com. It's real simple. You just go to our website, or if you're on Facebook, you can go to our multiple links, whether it's Kevin Miller's show, whether it's 580KIDO, KIDO AM Boise, you name it, it's there. And you'll take a look at this, and basically, would you endorse the use of torture to save American lives? And what I'm doing at the end of the program, we'll take a look at this, and we'll give you the results. Right now, there are a lot of people that are saying yes, and we are taking your calls on that, too, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I mean, Dick Cheney has been at the forefront of this, where he is saying, I'd do it all over again. We have that issue. Then, coming up next hour, we're going to take a look at how to stop, I guess, how to stop school shootings. Do you put in more security? Do you put in metal detectors? Or do you sue the gun manufacturer? So we'll tell you a little bit about that as well. Some groups of parents that have lost their loved ones, and if you haven't experienced that, and I hope and pray that you don't, are taking gun manufacturers to court. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Now, earlier we were talking about whether or not Idaho should become a pro-marijuana state. We had four people arrested. I mean, do you remember? No, we're not going to talk about the monkey killer again. Do you remember here at 580KIDO? The Great Recession. Yeah, Kevin, I'm still in the Great Recession. Well, you're not alone, friend. And what was the big news story during the Great Recession? Well, Kevin, the homes. No, it wasn't about the homes. It was the spree of bank robberies that happened. You know, whether it was downtown, whether it was in Meridian, whether it was in Nampa, it seemed like local banks were getting robbed, if not daily, weekly. And they were, you know, you had some people dressed up as ninjas, Ninja Turtles, and everything else. So I'm thinking to myself, we've moved on from bank robbery stories to pot. You know, you had four people busted for pot. What did we have? Somebody pulled something over. The largest total poundages of pot. And you're going to have some people probably that won't say this on this radio station, but are going to say, you know, maybe it's time that we legalize marijuana. And it's interesting because the pro-pot people are the same people that say that tobacco's bad for you. Now, in Arizona, you have one county that they're expected to vote on a proposal to stop the country, I guess it should be county, from hiring people that smoke. Let's take a listen here at 580KIDO. All right, we'll get back to that in a minute. Phone numbers here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, but whether or not people are employable that are smokers.
I think it's fair. I think, you know, a lot of people have so many health issues because of their bad habits.
Well, that's another thing. And as we've seen before, if all of a sudden we're going to ban smokers, do we ban people that have a surplus? Now, I have to tell you, and I've got a few stories, actually, and maybe we'll get into this next hour. Planes, trains, and automobiles traveling with Mrs. Miller, who I'm sure she relishes the time she spent with me on the planes. My favorite is the look she gives me. Okay, I need to sit down for a minute. No, you got to help me with this. Help me with this. But, you know, the idea of whether or not an employer should be able to look at your credit score, and employers should take a look at your health, and that should be a
issue on whether or not you get hired. How many of us would be comfortable if people said, well, do you smoke? Well, maybe I do smoke. Well, how many people would be comfortable if you said, well, looks like you're a little chub-chub. Hey, like the cheeseburgers, do you there, Kevy? How many people would be comfortable to say, ah, I see where you didn't pay that visa on time? There are rights, right? So anyway, let's reload. Take a look at this. Number one, based on the rash of people getting arrested for smoking pot, does this change your view on legalizing marijuana in Idaho? Washington did it. Colorado did it. Oregon? Idaho? 580-5436. And coming up either this hour or next, let's get into behaviors, private behaviors. Do they become public if it's based on hiring? How much should employers know? We'll talk a lot about that coming up. Don't forget our poll question, 580kido.com, to torture or not to torture. 648 with Kevin Miller in the morning. Time for traffic.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Coming up more on the pot legalization. Should people be arrested for pot here in Idaho? Phone number is 580-5436, also at 580KIDO.com. To torture or not to torture, that is the question. Dick Cheney seems to be the only one defending the administration of President Bush, of President Obama. In light of what's happened in Australia, where you have this thug who decided that ISIS inspired him to do these dastardly things, what's going on in Pakistan, where you have young children being killed, I think it's fairly obvious that you need to use whatever means is necessary, right? Let's take a listen here.
From the chief minister of the province of KP, saying that 84 children have been killed and as many numbers have been injured, some critically. We don't really know exactly what's the final figure yet. The army personnel are going through the premises and checking the place to see what kind of deaths are still around there. He also confirmed that only three militants were killed. Now, we know from the earlier reports that about six of them were in the school. They have dressed up in army uniform, fired the way inside the premises and scattered around. One militant is reported to have detonated a device on himself, killing himself. But we don't have a clear idea if there are still any more militants there at the moment.
The loss of children, we think about it so casually, except when it's our own kids. Ron Paul Jim with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I don't think marijuana should be treated any different than beer. Yes,
why?
You can get pulled over for a DUI or something of that nature, but otherwise, I think alcohol is a much more dangerous drug than marijuana.
Why?
I'm speaking from past experience because I used to do all those things. My biggest foe was kicking alcohol.
And that's all you got?
Well, I go on about ISIS. I think
no. What I'm saying
ISIS.
Though is, you know, thank you. Legalizing.
Well,
won't legalizing pot just enhance the problem?
No.
See, I believe that it will. I mean, here on one hand, we're talking about we want to get rid of people smoking cigarettes, and yet on the other hand, we're breaking federal law, at least Washington and other states are, by legalizing marijuana.
No, I don't think...
What it does to your lungs? What it does to your mind?
What anything does. I mean, you could outlaw obesity.
Hey.
See what I'm saying?
A little too close to home, buddy.
I'm just saying, you know, I would never do that to you.
Let's outlaw skinny people. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so, but the point is
but
that
one is already against the law,
and
that is marijuana.
And it has done nothing but fill the prisons full of nonviolent offenders to which they exploit for slave labor inside prisons. The private prison system is known for doing this, and corporations that use that labor to build their, you know, products. So that's why they want them, because they're low violence, you know, they're low security, and they can get them for, you know, next to nothing to come in there and work.
Well, if you don't do the crime, you don't do the time.
But the crime, it doesn't have to be a crime, is all I'm saying.
Mm.
Pretty soon they're going to make other things, average things. They want to make citizens into criminals by illegally making firearms illegal, which are constitutionally protected. And, you know, that will be the next. And then, or they're going to say that you're, you know, whatever you post on Facebook, the terrorist threat, you have to be in prison. You know, it's going to be very vague. They're moving the bar lower and lower so they can incarcerate you. This is the direction our government's going, because they want everyone to, once you're incarcerated, what do? You lose your Second Amendment, don't you?
You lose a lot of amendments. Ron Paul, Jim, thank you for the call. Kevin Miller in the morning, time for traffic. 6:59, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up next, well, we'll take a look at suing firearms manufacturers for school tragedies. Do you agree?
Serving Emmett, Idaho.